This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. USA Radio Network, another great day in Trump land. I said this on the day Trump declared for president. And then I said it at various times while he was running for president. And the entire world started condemning him and attacking him like nothing I've ever seen in world history. And it's happened quite a few times since he's been president. The attacks just over the top like nothing I've ever seen in world history. And it's happening again. It's just everywhere you look, everyone hates Trump. Everyone, they're all together, the deep state and the D.C. swamp and the Democrats and the establishment Republicans and all the lobbyists and all the lawyers and everybody who runs our country and every government employee, every government bureaucrat, they all hate Trump. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen in my entire life. They're all coming against us. And call me crazy. I really do believe Trump's going to win. I have great faith in Trump. I think Trump's going to win. But Mueller has got dirt on Trump, or at least he thinks he has dirt on Trump. Like I've said many times in this broadcast, if a Republican like Trump spits on the sidewalk, they're going to try and give him life in prison or the death penalty. And they think they have him spitting on the street. It's nothing. They've got nothing on Trump. They've got everything on Hillary, everything on Obama, everything on the FBI leadership. And they're not going to go after any of them. They're only going to go after Trump. And they're going to try and destroy this man and his family. But he's going to win. You mark my words. He is going to win, that he's going to win re-election, and then he's going to get his revenge, and then he's going to take on all of them who came after him and put them all in prison. You watch. I have great faith in Trump. And I have great faith in the Trump economy. It's so amazing that the whole world is against Trump at the very moment where the news is so good. New story out today. Wages, bonuses, and benefits are rising faster than prices. A new Fed survey shows the strength of the American labor market is pushing up wages faster than consumer prices. The Federal Reserve's latest beige book summary of the state of business across the central bank's 12 regional districts showed Wednesday. The Fed said that most of its districts reported that wage growth tended to the higher side of a modest to moderate pace. In addition to raising wages, most districts noted examples of firms enhancing non-wage benefits, including health benefits, profit-sharing, bonuses, and paid vacation days. Price increases, however, were merely modest in most of the country, with the notable exception of San Francisco. And much of the price pressure has yet to hit the consumer level. Instead, it's showing up in the rising costs of materials and labor. Nearly all reported that input costs rose faster than final goods prices. Reports of tariff-induced cost increases have spread more broadly from manufacturers and contractors to retailers and restaurants. But despite the broader spread of reported tariff cost increases, there is scant evidence that businesses are successfully passing on the tariffs to the consumers. And the number of mentions of tariffs in the report actually fell to 39, down from 51 in the prior report. San Francisco Fed reported prices rising moderately, which means more than modestly, but hardly a signal of dangerous inflation. And the moderate price growth is matched by moderate economic growth. The steel and aluminum tariffs do not appear, I repeat, not appear to be hurting domestic manufacturers very much. Tariffs remain a concern for manufacturers, but a majority of districts continue to report moderate growth in the sector. Now, keep in mind, at the same time, many manufacturers were benefiting from artificially low metals prices because of overproduction outside of China. So even though sales are rising and manufacturing continues to expand, many owners and managers may pine for the lower input costs that prevailed when steel was dumped on the U.S. market and labor was more readily available. The overall picture of the economy remains similar to what the Fed reported in October. Most of the 12 Federal Reserve districts reported their economies expanded at a moderate pace from mid-October through late November. So very little weakness, good economic growth, very little inflation, consumer prices not rising, wages going up dramatically, bonus up dramatically, benefits dramatically, and the whole country is acting as if they just defeated Trump in the midterms and Trump's a loser and nobody likes Trump. This is hilarious. It's just hilarious. It's the exact opposite. It's the Seinfeld economy. Do you used to watch Seinfeld? I used to love Seinfeld. And I remember George Costanza. You remember George Costanza? George said, I'm the biggest loser that ever lived. I'm a loser's loser. That's all I ever do is lose. And now suddenly I'm a winner. I got a job with the Yankees. I work directly for George Steinbrenner, the owner of the Yankees. I date the most beautiful women. I'm making lots of money. I'm eating at fancy restaurants. And Seinfeld asked him, what's your story, man? What's your secret? How did you turn your life around? You work for George Steinbrenner, the billionaire. You're an executive with the Yankees. And he said, it's easy. I just do the opposite of whatever I think. Whatever I think is right, I do the opposite, and it's always right now. It used to be always wrong, because I'm always wrong. I'm a loser. So if I do the opposite, I'm a winner. So Trump did the opposite of everything Obama did. And America went from losing, losing, losing to winning, winning, winning. And the vast majority of idiots out there have no clue because they're all on welfare and they're losers. They're on welfare and food stamps and Medicaid and they're walking around with free sneakers and a free cell phone and free cell phone minutes. And every time they have sex, they have free contraception from the government. They're complete losers and morons. And they don't even know the difference between how great it is now and how bad it was then. They have no clue. How would you know? Because a welfare check's a welfare check. They're so lazy they've never gotten a good day's work in their lives. They don't know anything. And the ones who do work, some of them love Trump and appreciate Trump, many of them. Many of the white working class love Trump. Sadly, a lot of minorities don't love Trump, even if they're working. You know why? Because the media tells them it's not better. So they don't even appreciate the fact that their paycheck is so much better now than under Obama because the media says you were better under Obama and Trump's bad and Trump's racist and Trump hates black people. Forget about the fact that wages are rising and your wages are rising. Forget about the fact that black unemployment is the lowest in history, Hispanic unemployment lowest in history, female unemployment lowest in 50 years, youth unemployment lowest in 50 years. I think females lowest in 65 years, youth in 50 years. Forget all that. They're told all day by liberal friends and liberal media and liberal politicians it's not better and Trump's a bad guy. So they don't know the difference. So you have a combination of people that are brainwashed, and in school they're all brainwashed, and then there's a lot of people who just don't work because they don't know. They don't know what they don't know. Very, very frightening. The great things Trump's done for the economy and nobody cares. Not nobody, but you know, a lot of people don't care. Before I, when we get back, I'll talk about Bush's funeral. I think this thing's much more important than Bush's funeral. Here's what I think is the most important news story in America. You'll never hear it on the evening news. Caravan migrant delivers baby the day she gets the USA, and the baby will now be eligible for citizenship. A migrant who traveled with a caravan of 7,000 Central Americans to Tijuana delivered a baby in California after illegally crossing the border. The child will be awarded birthright citizenship. There it is. There should be the biggest news story in America, and they're not going to report it. A woman named Mary Uri, delivered in San Diego. He was born in San Diego, the woman told the media. There are at least 4.5 million born in the U.S. to illegal immigrants. The U.S. and Canada are the only nations in the developed world that offer birthright citizenship in these cases. The caravan migrant's child was born on November 27th, the day after she and her husband were apprehended by Border Patrol with a 3-year-old son in tow. I want you to just think about this for a minute. I want a moment of silence. She rushes the border. She comes in illegally. She drops a baby. He's an American citizen. The bill is $1 million to you. Just think about that. How sick that is. Think how much your taxes will be higher over the next 20 years As that baby grows up and goes to school and you pay $20,000 a year for his public school education, you pay his medical bills, you pay everything for the family. Think about that. The day I came across, I felt a little pain, she said, but I thought it was because of my nerves. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Right Wing Watch, please quote me. Oh, my God. You know, I got four kids. I don't remember. Forget about me. How about all my friends? I don't remember anyone's wife ever saying, ever saying, or my wife saying. I felt a little pain, but I thought it was nerves. They always know if they're having a baby or not. Doesn't every woman know if you're having a baby or not? Don't you know how many months pregnant you are? We're letting people in our country that are either liars or they're so freaking ignorant. They don't even know they're pregnant or they don't even know the baby's due any day. They don't even know what the pain means. They've never seen a doctor till they get to America. They don't know what health care is till they get to America. If this isn't embarrassing to liberals, if it doesn't make you want to vomit, there's something wrong with you. This woman will never work in our country. Her children may not ever work. They're not going to speak English at home. It's a disaster. It'll bankrupt the country. Multiply her times millions. Until their asylum case is heard by a judge, the alien family unit will be released into the interior of the United States. It's so sick. It's so disgusting. In the next decade, the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, estimate there will be at least another 600,000 born to illegal immigrants in the U.S., which would put that cohort on track to exceed annual American births. And you know the number is so ridiculously low. You know the CBO is a bunch of liberal, big government losers, all appointed by Obama, a bunch of bureaucrats who hate Trump. If they say the number 600,000, it's more like 6 million. I'm sick. Sick to my stomach. We'll go to a break so I can vomit, okay? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho! I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable, as evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Channel. Rex Firearms, imported exclusively by my friends at Fine Group, offer many different options from duty to tactical to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code ROOT to get your free paddle holster from Rex. Shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy, I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil seen and unseen into modern times. This book pulls... Burton to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com.
War now!
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Yeah, there was a guy in the New York Times. I'm sorry, I don't read the New York Times. Who cares about the New York Times? New York Post. I read the New York Post. I love the New York Post. And his name's Michael Goodwin, and he's a fairly conservative columnist. And he wrote a column today that Democrats really do love Republicans. Look at the George H.W. Bush situation. They love dead Republicans. And that's the truth. There it is. They're so nice to H.W. Bush now. They hated him when he ran for president. They hated him when he was president. They hated him when he ran for re-election. They loved and taunted it when he lost for re-election to Bill Clinton. He left office as a hated guy. He had 30% approval rates when he left office 30 years ago. It's been, I think it was 27 to be exact. It's been a 27-year rehabilitation of his image. Suddenly they love George H.W. Bush. They also loved Bob Dole. You know, Bob Dole's 95 years old. When he dies, you're going to hear glowing reports in the liberal media. They love John McCain when he died. Glowing reports. My God, he's a saint. He should be Saint John McCain. You know what they all have in common? McCain lost to the Democrat, Obama. They're going to love Romney when he dies because he lost to Obama. And they'll love Dole because he lost to Clinton. And they love George H.W. Bush because he lost to Clinton. They love Republicans who are dead and who were doormats who lost to Democrats. They don't like you so much when you're effective. I asked Bill O'Reilly today. That'll be in the third hour. You'll hear my great friend Bill O'Reilly here on my Newsmax television show in hour number 3 that runs on USA Radio as well. So if you're listening on radio, you'll hear it. If you want to watch it, go to channel 349 DirecTV, channel 216 Dish. But I said it on the Bill O'Reilly segment. I said, Bill, they love dead Republicans, don't they? And Bill O'Reilly said, yeah, well, they won't love me. When I die, they're going to be just as negative as when I'm alive. You know why? Because Bill O'Reilly never capitulated, never gives in. never lost to them, and keeps fighting. Won't shut his mouth and won't put his tail between his legs and act like a conservative who's embarrassed about conservatism. And so Bill O'Reilly will continue to be hated even after he's dead. So will Wayne Root. They only love dead Republicans and weak Republicans. They do not love alive, strong Republicans. Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio Network, a little station identification. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist, evangelist, and I am American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm an ass-kicker, not ass-kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders, American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, at least for the moment. The state constitution bans income taxes and welcomes guns. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, who was smart enough, had the foresight and the vision to give Wayne Root a start in radio. Brilliant move, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. U.S. Gold Bureau is owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository. So you know you can trust them. The U.S. Gold Bureau helps hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about, buy, and sell precious metals. I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to create the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. This set includes 100 American Silver Eagle coins in uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint. All coins are investment quality. It's the perfect Christmas gift for your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews. Can you imagine putting it under the tree? They open this heavy box. They think they're going to get some stupid $20 toy that is worth 0 cents the minute you open it. And they'll be sick of it in a week or less, maybe in an hour. Maybe an hour from now, they're done with the toy already. What a waste Christmas is for a lot of toys. But boy, when they open it and see a shiny 100 American Silver Eagle coins, and they know you bought them real silver precious metals, your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews have got something real, and they'll see that shiny coins, those shiny coins, and they will want to collect coins for the rest of their lives, a hobby, and boy, they'll be rich someday, or they will use those coins to pay for part of their college education or all of their college education. Call the U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653. No guarantee someone gets rich, but, you know, let's just put it this way. I know like 8 people in the world that have $5 million mansions on the beach in Newport and Laguna, places like that. Every person I know that has those has a lot of gold and silver that they've been collecting since they were kids. And I was like, why didn't my father teach me to collect gold and silver coins and rare coins when I was a kid? I never knew anything about coin collecting. I mean, really. My dad never, ever knew anything about it, never taught me anything about it. I'd be a billionaire today. 800-885-4653. I'd certainly have enough money to sell off my coins and pay for my kids' Harvard education instead of me still paying every month a payment on it. A new study's out. When I said that woman dropped the baby in America, more in California, she dropped the baby in San Diego. More than 7 in 10 California immigrant households run welfare. What a surprise. Oh, the immigrants, they contribute so much to our society. Oh, the liberals have been lying to you for 40 years. 7 in 10 are on welfare.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So get the tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
War now.
USA Radio News. He was born with just two settings. Full throttle, then sleep. To us, he was close to perfect. But not totally perfect. His short game was lousy. He wasn't exactly Fred Astaire on the dance floor.
A few of the more humorous things as George W. Bush eulogized his father, George H.W. Bush. W., though, did end on a serious note.
And in her grief, I just smile knowing that Dad is hugging Robin and holding Mom's hand again.
Bush will lie in repose at St. Martin's Episcopal Church until 6 a.m. local time Thursday. USA Gymnastics is asking bankruptcy court for protection from its creditors in the wake of a sexual abuse scandal. Team doctor Larry Nassar was convicted earlier this year of sexual misconduct, and there are more than 100 lawsuits filed already against the governing body. This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Wait.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Liberty Health Share, the sponsor of this segment of the show. Healthcare is a disaster in this country, completely unaffordable, and it covers very little, even if you can afford it. But here's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty Health Share member. Exercise your freedom at Liberty Health Share. Our rights come from God, not government. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Don't be dictated to by big government or insurance company executives. Join Liberty Health Share today. I did. My kids are members. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You could join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I saved $18,000 in year one just on my premiums, $18,000 in year two, which is ending in about 3 weeks when December ends. Year two is up. I'm starting year three with Liberty Health Share. Isn't that amazing? I've been with them starting 3 years in January. Time flies, man. I've saved $36,000 in the first 2 years. And we just got a $2,500 bill for my son's wisdom teeth removal, and they paid $2,000 of the $2,500. Got a check from Liberty Health Share for $2,000 about a month ago. I love you, Liberty Health Share. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. Toll free anywhere in the United States or online at libertyhealthshare.org. Let's say you save $36,000 a year on anything and then get a $2,000 check on a $2,500 bill. That's pretty amazing. Wow. No guests in this hour. We're just taking calls, 833-WAR-TALK. We did this yesterday. It's starting to become a thing, right? If I enjoy it and I get calls from you and I enjoy talking to myself and telling you all the good stories in the news, then maybe we have start to have a lot less guests. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. Love to hear from you. So I want to get into that study. More than 7 in 10 California immigrant households are on welfare. And yesterday I told you that nearly two-thirds of non-citizen households in all of America are on welfare. Now it's 7 in 10 California immigrant households on welfare. More than 7 in 10 households headed by immigrants in the state of California are on taxpayer-funded welfare. I'll bet you that number is misleading, too, because that's, in other words, they gave you some very specific criteria. These are in California, and they're heads of households, or households headed by immigrants, are on taxpayer-funded welfare. But what does that mean, taxpayer-funded welfare? What about the rest of them? Maybe the rest of them are on some other form of welfare. 72% of households headed by non-citizens and immigrants use one or more forms of taxpayer-funded welfare programs in California, the number one immigrant-receiving state in the U.S. Meanwhile, only about 35% of households headed by native-born Americans use welfare in California. Phew. All four states with the largest foreign-born population, including California, have extremely high use of welfare by immigrant households. In Texas, 70% of households headed by immigrants use welfare. Meanwhile, only 35% of native-born households in Texas are on welfare. Same numbers as California. In New York and Florida, majority of households headed by immigrants and non-citizens are on welfare. Overall, about 63% of immigrant households use welfare, while only 35% of native-born households use welfare. President Trump's administration is looking to soon implement a policy that protects American taxpayer dollars from funding the mass importation of welfare-dependent foreign nationals by enforcing a public charge rule whereby legal immigrants would be less likely to secure a permanent residency in the U.S. if they have used any forms of welfare in the past, including Obamacare, food stamps, and public housing. The immigration controls would be a boon for American taxpayers in the form of an annual $57.4 billion tax cut. The amount taxpayers spend every year on paying for the welfare, crime, and schooling costs of the country's mass importation of 1.5 million new, mostly low-skilled, legal immigrants. As Breitbart News reported, the majority of more than 1.5 million foreign nationals entering the country every year use about 57% more food stamps than the average native-born American household. Overall, immigrant households consume 33% more cash welfare than American households, 44% more in Medicaid dollars. This straining of public services by a booming 44 million foreign-born population translates to the average immigrant household costing American taxpayers $6,234 a year in welfare. Federal welfare. They're not mentioning, see, I knew there was a catch. That's federal welfare. That's not state and local welfare. I don't believe the federal government is willing to legally pays a dime in welfare. Pure welfare doesn't go to illegals. So basically what they're saying is there's all kinds of other federal handout programs, federal entitlement programs, federal welfare programs, but it's not welfare with a capital W. So the average illegal gets $6,000 from the federal government per year. But what are they getting from the state? Because states do pay welfare to illegals. Did you know that? Whenever you hear a liberal say, oh, illegals don't get welfare, they mean they don't get federal welfare. But states give them welfare. California gives them tons of welfare. The state, the federal government only gives them food stamps and Medicaid, all kinds of other stuff. More wonderful news. Poll shows Hillary's voters have a huge bias in favor of Muslim employees over Christian employees. This should come as no surprise to anybody, right? The Democratic Party are the most mentally ill human beings, defective, dysfunctional human beings in the world. If you want to say, see, I'm a very reasonable guy. If you want to say, I got no problem with Muslims, I'm not going to say a word. If you want to say, I don't think Christians are better than Muslims, I'm not going to say a word. I'm not going to fight with you. I'm not going to lose my breath. If you want to say there's no difference between Muslims, Jews, and Christians, I'm not going to fight with you. If you want to say you get your holiday and we get Christmas or Hanukkah, I'm not going to fight with you. You want to say in America everyone's equal, they all get what they want, I'm not going to fight with you. But when you start saying I'd rather have a Muslim employee than a Christian employee, you're just completely mentally ill and racist and prejudiced. Hillary Clinton voters have a huge bias in favor of Muslim employees over Christian employees. How, if I told you I have a huge bias of Christians over Muslims, wouldn't you say I was a racist? Why aren't you a racist? What you are is a self-hating white person. That's what you are, because I went to college with all of you at Columbia University. I went to college with nothing but rich, spoiled brat white kids. That's where the name white privilege really does come from. There's no white privilege for millions and millions and millions and millions of middle-class white kids who voted for Trump. Who are the kind of kids I grew up with, there was no privilege for being white. None. But if you're a rich kid and you're white, there's lots of privilege. Your mommy and daddy took care of you and sent you to private school and the best colleges. You went to Harvard. Of course you're privileged. That's the top one-half of one-half of 1%. And they're just such guilt over it. And that, so because of that guilt, they hate rich people, even though they were born rich, and they are rich, and they have a giant trust fund. And they hate Christians, even though they're Christian. Or Jewish. They hate Christians and Jews. They hate Israel. And they love Muslims. That's just not normal, folks. That's abnormal, dysfunctional to hate yourself. I didn't tell you to hate Muslims. You don't have to hate Muslims. There's no reason to hate Muslims. You can hate extremist Muslims. You can hate Islamic extremists. Whatever word you want to use to describe the extreme sect that is, the centerpiece of terrorism in this world. But I didn't tell you to hate Muslims. I just said, why would you hate Christians? They haven't done anything to you. Why would you hate Jews? Why would you hate Israel? Why would you take the side of Muslim nations that torture people and murder people and treat women like slaves over a wonderful Jewish state like Israel that treats everyone nicely? And America that treats everyone nicely compared to the rest of the world. There's something wrong with you. Something is dysfunctional inside that makes you hate your own people and your own country. A new Grinnell College national poll found Hillary voters are much more likely to offer Muslims their own space for prayer at work than they would Christian employees. Christianity and Judaism are under assault today in several countries. Well, yeah, several countries. How about America? 68% of Democrats say employers should grant a request for prayer space by Muslims, but only 45% said employers should grant a similar request by Christian employees. You don't think that's sick? There isn't anyone in the Christian race bothering anybody, but in the Muslim race, there is an extremist sect that's caused havoc all over the world. And just average Muslims treat women horrible, gays horrible. And by the way, I guarantee you Muslims would treat blacks horrible in any Muslim nation. The Democrats' 23-point anti-Christian bias. The poll showed only a 10-point gap in response from conservatives. 30% of Republicans said employers should provide a prayer space for Muslims. 40% said employers should support a similar service for Christians. Right. It's totally normal that you would want to, in America, a Judeo-Christian nation with Judeo-Christian values, that you would find that Republicans would probably be more likely to want to put aside a space for Christians than Muslims. But I have no problem if a liberal wants to argue it should be even. It shouldn't be 40-30. It should be even. Okay, fine. I disagree. I see why. I happen to like Christians and Jews and Judeo-Christian values. But, okay, I have no problem being even-handed. But how could you be pro-Muslim? That's bizarre. Whew. The same poll showed a 3-point pro-Christian skew among Donald Trump voters. That's weird. Only 3 points and a huge 20-point pro-Muslim skew among Hillary Clinton voters. The massive bias among Clinton voters towards Muslims is a huge contrast to Trump voters' more principled approach to religious requests on business. So what they're saying is, for the most part, there's a slight bias, but for the most part, Donald Trump voters would give everybody equal access. Hillary's voters overwhelmingly would help Muslims and spit in the face of a Christian. You don't find that weird, dysfunctional? Here's another great story that defines America today. Ungrateful Honduran illegal migrant who complained about Mexican pig food is seen dining in Dallas, Texas. In November, an ungrateful Honduran migrant, Lady Frijoles, she's got a name, Lady Frijoles. Hi, I'm Wayne Root. My friends call me Man Frijas. What the hell are you talking about? Lady Frijoles. She upset her Mexican caretakers when she complained to reporters about the free beans and tortillas provided to the members of the caravan camping out in Tijuana. The Honduran woman described the free meals given to her as pig food. The food they're handing you is terrible. Refried beans, as if they were feeding the pigs. If we don't eat this, we'll die of hunger, she said. So now this Lady Frijoles later went missing. Of course, many leftists and illegal migrant supporters thought she was the victim of violence. Nope. This weekend, she was filmed in Dallas, Texas, eating at a local restaurant. Her sister posted a video on Instagram of the two sisters in Dallas. I mean, this is just like the first story I read you where I want to vomit. How did she get in? Even when Trump is president, they all get in. And nobody stops them, and no one arrests them, and nobody puts them in prison. No one separates women from children.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer and it's like new again. Made in the USA comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. For me. They'll work for you too with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest. I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
War now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Could speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
Hey, the sponsor of this segment of the show is the wonderful My Doctor Suggests. I mentioned yesterday I gave a big speech in front of the Republican Men's Club, standing room only, sold out crowd, wonderful people. Thank you so very much. But when you give a 60-minute speech and do question and answer afterwards and spend 90 minutes talking, and then don't forget all the people who are wishing me well before and after the speech. So it's really at a book signing. So it was 2 hours of talking at high decibels above a loud crowd. You know, you get to your three-hour radio show, even with My Doctor Suggests, it's hard. It's really tough. I made it through the show yesterday, but I won't say it wasn't tough. It was tough. I almost, my voice almost cracked a couple times. I didn't lose it, but it almost cracked, but it didn't because of My Doctor Suggests. Now it's been another day, and my voice is fantastic. It's in perfect shape, tip-top shape. I didn't, you know, I spoke all day today. I had lots and lots of phone calls, business calls, but I didn't have a speech where I'm talking at very high levels. So My Doctor Suggests has been this lifesaver for me, this amazing, amazing lifesaver for me for 3 years since the day I started this radio show, and I want to thank My Doctor Suggests for everything you've done for me. You're the greatest. And now they're doing it for all of you. They just renewed as an advertiser because they've gotten so many calls and so many orders from the listeners of my show, the Wayne Allen Root Show here on USA. So thank you to all of you that they have renewed as an advertiser. And you now get, for the rest of this month, 20% off if you tell them that USA Radio sent you. That's the code word to put in, USA Radio. So all you do is you either call 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com, put in the code word USA Radio, or say USA Radio, and you get 20% off your order. It's Colloidal Silver Lozengers by My Doctor Suggests. I suggest the cherry ones. They're amazing, but there's orange, there's apple, there's menthol, there's honey. They're all great flavors, but I just nothing but the cherry. I love the cherry. And so get it, and it'll save your throat. And the silver consistently destroys the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. You won't get sick, and you won't lose your voice, and it tastes great. 866-660-9868 or mydoctorsuggest.com. 20% off, say USA Radio. That's the deal. We've got a caller on the line, Anthony from California. Let's take it, Anthony. You're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm fine, Wayne. Yeah, I want to talk about birthright citizenship. I got bombarded from the Republican Party and and from the, you know, the Trump campaign, you know, for donations. And they ask, you know, for suggestions. And for 2 years now, I put end birthright citizenship. And nobody has even talked about it in the Republican Party.
Let me correct you. Let me correct you in one way, Anthony. First of all, I'm frustrated, too, that nothing ever seems to get done, but it's not... It's not because Trump isn't great. Trump's fantastic. He proposes everything. He puts everything in. And there's just people working against him at every level of government. But do realize, you may not have heard it, but Trump said, press buried it, Trump said a month ago he's going to use an executive order to kill birthright citizenship. He's going to kill it. So, you know, does he have a right to do that by executive order? I don't know. It'll go to the Supreme Court. We'll find out. I guarantee a federal judge, in, you know, in 5 minutes, the Ninth District Court will say it's illegal, and they'll withhold it. You can't, you know, they'll hold it up. Say you can't. It won't be in effect till another higher court rules, and it'll eventually wend its way to the Supreme Court, and we'll find out if Trump's allowed to kill birthright citizenship with an executive order. But I just want to make sure you knew Trump went ahead and did that. So it's not like you've been, you know, you've been preaching.
No, maybe I said it wrong because I even heard you talking about it on your show. But the point is why does it have to be an executive order? Where does it say that somebody gets to come here illegally and have a baby? Why does it have to be done by an executive order? Why? Where's the law that says that? That's why there's no pushback from anybody about, you know, that's my main problem. And then maybe it will work in the Supreme Court, but I don't understand. You know what I'm saying, Wayne? I just from step one, it's not anything that should be allowed to happen. And I don't even know how it started to happen. I heard it was under Kennedy, but it doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. It's, look, here's what their argument is, and here's what my argument is. The average liberal will say that the Constitution says anyone who drops a baby on American soil, the baby's automatically an American citizen. That's what the founding fathers put in the Constitution. But what they the argument is, what did they mean by that? I don't believe it applies to anyone who's here illegally. They never imagined illegal aliens. There was no such thing in those days. Everybody came here as an immigrant. Everyone. There were no illegal immigrants. Everybody was an immigrant. So everyone was an immigrant from England or France or Spain or wherever they were from. So they felt if you were here and you dropped a baby, that baby's an American citizen. They didn't ever understand that there would be illegal immigrants one day who would illegally break into the country and break across the border and commit a crime to do so. Why would you reward that person with citizenship? They never intended that, and there's even words in the Constitution that indicate they didn't intend it. It says everyone who drops a baby, you know, that's a paraphrasing, but everybody who has a baby in America, it's a citizen, unless you answer to a different authority. I think it said something to that effect. So I don't know.
I remember that. Yeah.
Me. Yeah.
That's like the
Constitution
14th and 15th Amendment. Yeah.
Right. So if you answer to another authority, what they're saying is you are under foreign rule if you're an illegal. You're not an American if you come here from Mexico illegally. You're under Mexican authority. So your baby is not an American citizen. And it needs to be argued in front of the United States Supreme Court. Simple as that. I'm with you. Anthony, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. I haven't heard from you in a while. Good to hear your voice. I get to know my listeners through their voice, and I know them right away. Because there's another Anthony from California that calls in. Your voice I haven't heard in a while. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio. Phone number, by the way, love to hear from you. 833-WAR-TALK.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.